I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe the perceived lack of interest at the ticket line for this game should or has anything to do with being tired of this match. If you've watched these games, I can't believe you don't want to see another one between these teams as great as they are. Where do you put the reasoning then behind the tickets in terms of the prices and what is perceived a lack of interest in tonight's game?
You know, Ed, I think the big reason is distance and expense. You know, I think that it's more a case of really just the fact that these teams, their fan bases are a long ways away, and these fans have already been shelling out a lot of money over the last 3 years to watch their team play, traveling the country, and they probably looked at this and looked at the cost for a plane flight here and hotels here and said, no, that's too much. We're going to sit this one out. You know, if you've already been to Arizona, if you've been to New Orleans, and you've been to Tampa following these teams like a lot of fans have, this one might be one too many.
Yeah, and as many Final Fours as we've covered, you and I could easily give our top, you know, three or four cities. Like, boy, if they just have the Final Four there every year, that's fine. I'm not going to rip the Bay Area. They put in a bid, and obviously they got the bid. I've never thought of the Bay Area as great as Stanford is. I know your daughter swims at Stanford. Cal is there. I always think of the Bay Area as a professional sports town, more so than a college area. Levi Stadium, well, nice. It was at the Super Bowl there. It's kind of an industrial suburb kind of area. It just didn't seem like a great fit. So do you think this should come down to when they make these bid decisions on, look, we better go college area here, or are they in a business to make business, and this was probably the best bid they had?
No, I mean, that's a great point, that this is certainly not bedrock college football territory by any stretch, and you know, you could probably walk the streets of San Jose for a long time without finding anybody who could name more than one or two players on each team.
Right.
So, yeah, from that standpoint, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I like the concept and the idea of a national championship.
Right.
That includes all parts of the country, but yeah, where was the thinking here in terms of actual fan appeal to the people here locally? It doesn't seem to have crossed anybody's mind in the process.
National College columnist with Yahoo Sports, it's Pat Forty here with us on the Press Box Morning Show. Tonight, Alabama-Clemson here on The Leader. You can hear pregame coverage beginning at 3:30 this afternoon. And Pat, more to the point of the game, maybe just some thoughts on yours. How just can Clemson block Alabama? I mean, blocking Quinn Williams and the rest of Alabama's defensive front will not be easy for the Tigers.
No, it won't be. You know, I mean, Clemson has a good offensive line. Alabama has a very good defensive line. That's going to be one of the many matchups to watch. But I think on the other side of it, you say the same thing, that okay, Alabama has a good offensive line, but Clemson has a very good defensive line. So I think both of them will be challenged in that area. But to get past that first level, I think there's plays to be made against both secondaries. I actually anticipate, you know, a pretty high amount of scoring in this game, because I think both quarterbacks are brilliant. Both receiving corps are excellent. Both running back have sets of running backs who are really good. So I think there's going to be points out there.
Are we looking at the top two overall choices the next two out of three drafts at quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's one of those things, really, you see these guys in person and they jump up another level in your estimation. I mean,
right.
I remember the first time when I saw Tua live against Tennessee this year, and it's just like, man, the touch he puts on the ball, the accuracy, his ability to feel the pocket is incredible. And then you watch Trevor Lawrence, and it's like, oh my goodness, does he have a gun? You know,
yeah,
he can just zing that thing. So these guys are special talents, incredibly poised and confident for, you know, a relatively young age, and we're going to be watching these guys play football for a long time.
Yeah, I know you, and I saw a tweet this morning, and you lead the thing with, if you hate Clemson-Bama 4, prepare yourself for 5 next year. You do think there are teams with a chance to break the chokehold on this, but if you had to make a guess, we see this again. I mean, we know Saban's set up, obviously. I think he's about to win his 7th if he wins, but Dabo has it going so much. How far ahead are these two really from the next team?
They're really significantly ahead. You know, I think Georgia is the closest, and after that, I think there's a pretty significant gap. I mean, Georgia's the only one that's come close to beating either of these teams here, other than each other,
right,
in the last couple of playoffs. And, you know, I you look at Clemson, not only is Trevor Lawrence a true freshman, but Justin Ross, the receiver who torched Notre Dame, is a true freshman. T. Higgins, who got a touchdown that game, is a sophomore. Etienne, the running back, is a sophomore. I mean, they all of their skill guys will be back next year. All of them, basically, to make big plays. Other than Hunter Renfrow, who's actually 53 years old, will be moving on to, you know, like CPA work here. But it's amazing, really, the youth that these teams have at key positions.
And that is true because Travis Etienne, 19, you know, sophomore running back, and when you're going against Alabama, team stat-wise, they're pretty good against the rush defense. But I always feel like that's because most teams they face give up on the run by midway during the game. So yeah, your numbers are going to be slightly inflated.
No, that's true. You know, is that both these teams are facing a lot of passes after the first quarter, basically. I mean, especially Alabama. Alabama's, you know, is just thrown haymakers at people in the first quarter all season, and certainly did so at Oklahoma. But you know, I do think the secondaries again. They're not great there either team. South Carolina threw for 500 against Clemson. Texas A&M threw for 430. You know, Oklahoma could find some holes against Alabama's secondary. So I think there's some plays to be made offensively down the field.
What do you see tonight as it plays out? What's the number sitting at 6 in town? They expect, we just had someone up from William Hill, and he said neither's a loss for us right now, but they expect heavy money one side or another tonight. Where do you think this goes in terms of the game, and who do you think wins?
I think Alabama wins. I think it's close. I think it's high scoring. I'm going to say 38-35.
Okay.
I would probably say Clemson can cover 6.
Right.
So I'll say, you know, it's a field goal game. And if traditionally, actually, if it's a field goal game, that's trouble for Alabama because they can't kick field goals. That's the one weakness in the program. But I'm going to say they win on a short field goal late.
You know, we see that Tua's going to have about 400 people at the title game tonight. Where do you put 400 people? And how do you get the money allocated to go? I mean, do they just go rent out an Applebee's for 2 hours, or what happens?
That's a good question. I mean, I know where you put them in the stadium because there's going to be empty seats, so that's not a problem. But where are they now? I don't know. That's a good question. They might have, like, I'm actually in the Marriott right now. I'm looking out at the Hilton. Maybe they have the entire Hilton, the Tonga Vailoa family. I don't know. But it's a lot of people. That's the biggest entourage I've ever heard of for a football game.
Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo40. Pat Forty, national columnist for Yahoo Sports, does a great job. Thanks for the few moments. Enjoy the game. I know you will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Pat.
Pat Forty at Yahoo40.